Op die kassie met Ashmont Martin, jou kollig op die klein skerm.
Of course, today it's time for Op die kassie, and today I get to speak to someone that was part of an amazing show. Listen, if you love cooking as much as I do, then do yourself a favor and watch MasterChef South Africa Season 5, of course on S3, every Saturday at 7:30. And listen, today I'm thrilled to have a very special guest, of course, on the other line, and this contestant is from MasterChef South Africa, who brought not just culinary talent, but also big heart to the kitchen. Please give a warm welcome to Amu Maluleka. Amu, how are you doing?
I'm good, Ashmont. How are you, man?
Great, man. Thank you so much for taking time to chat to me today. Listen, I want to dive right into this. You, of course, started your culinary journey with pasta, as far as I understand, you know, and mild flavors, right? Now, can you take us back to that moment and tell us what inspired you to make that leap into more adventurous cooking?
You know what, Ashmont, it was a natural progression, you know. As I started growing a bit older and older, you know, I got to experience a bit the ingredients that, we didn't have back home. So, you know, I got to see some new stuff that I've never seen before. So I was like, okay, I need to, because I'm always keen to try new things. So having seen pasta, I was like, okay, cool. It's such a versatile ingredient. So much you can do with it. And for me, it was just like, you know, how far can I take this ingredient, you know, in all stage of cooking? So that was me introducing myself into the culinary world, and I think it was a step ahead for me to actually, you know, to do my, you know, the stuff that I want to cook more. You know, I love comfort food. I love food that makes people happy. I'm a huge fan of, you know, just taking South African street food and just elevating it a bit.
Yes, of course. But something else that you also love was binge-watching Neil Anthony's Private Chef, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Oh, Neil Anthony.
If you could have had dinner with any celebrity chef, who would it be and why?
You know what? I think I'll definitely choose Neil Anthony.
Okay.
I've watched his shows like so many times, and I think the way he cooks for me is so much interesting. You know, the way he respects the ingredients, the way he speaks about the ingredients, and his preparation as well. I think, you know, like having watched most, like all of his shows, I'm like, this guy he's probably the best for me. So I'll definitely have a dinner with him.
Well,
I only have him cook him. I'll cook it for him.
Well, it sounds like a spicy dinner to me. Listen, now we know you experienced some nail-biting moments in MasterChef Kitchen, but what was it like being in the bottom three, and how did you manage to bounce back?
Yeah, Ashmont, it was very tough. I don't want to lie to you. It was so tough. I mean, I was in the bottom three, I think, three times, if not four times. And I think each and every single time it gets harder to come back, you know, because you need to get confidence from it. It takes your confidence, and it takes a lot from the next challenge, what you can do. So it was very tough. But I think also I didn't dwell much on that, because I knew I had moments where I was in the top three. I had moments where my team won the challenge, and you know, I came close a couple of times as well. So for me, you know, just looking at, you know, how things balance out, but also just trying to, you know, just do as much as I can and just come back from my downfalls.
Yes. Now, you've mentioned that food is a vehicle of creating memorable moments. Can you share a special memory or dish that stands out when you think about your family?
You know what, I think about my family, I think about my sister, I think about my grandmother. I come from a female dominated house. I grew up, you know, amongst ladies.
Yes.
All over the house. So for me and you know, my grandmother and my sister particularly, you know, they you know, they are very close to me. My sister's living with epilepsy currently, which is it's a bit severe, you know.
Oh,
and she really needs like the support. She needs the courage. I think she needs to see us doing things. She needs to see me doing things that, you know, can make her smile. So for me, definitely the food, you know, part of it, the fact that I can cook something and then prepared for her and for her to eat and actually enjoy my food. You know, she enjoys my food a lot, so it helps a lot as well. So for me, it's an everyday memory. Like, you know, every time I get a chance to have a dinner with her, it's going to be a beautiful one.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Now, let's talk about your dreams. You mentioned wanting to open a food truck and become a traveling food critic. What kind of food would you feature, of course, in your stunning food truck?
That is a very good question. I actually had a menu. I had a couple of items, but I think, you know, the item that stood out the most for me was I want to feature mac and cheese, you know, like typical mac and cheese, you know, three cheese mac and cheese. But I want to take that, roll it in a wonton pastry, and then deep fry it.
That sounds delicious. Now, before we wrap up, I have to ask. It seems you're a kind soul when I look at the show, you know, who's always helping out others in the kitchen. What drives that generosity in a high-pressure environment like MasterChef?
I mean, you know, I think it's, as a normal human being, you know, whether we're competing against time, but at the end of the day, there are also people around us, the fellow contestants. You know, for me, we're very close. We have close friends. You know, we spend a lot of time together. So it's, I mean, seeing Penny in that instance, you know, struggling to reach for something, I was like, you know, I mean, I'm taller enough so I can reach it for her. So at that time, it didn't matter what I was doing at that point, but it was just to help Penny get, you know, what she was looking for, and then I can continue doing what I'm doing. So it's just really, you know, I try to be a nice person. That is my contribution to the society. Yes. I try to be a nice person at all times.
Well, Amu, listen, it was absolutely been a pleasure watching you on MasterChef. I just wish you all the best with your future endeavors, and I hope to come make a turn at that food truck. Please let me know, because I'm always hungry.
Thank you so much, Edwin. I'm definitely going to let you know.
Op die Kassie met Ashmond Martin. Luister weer na hierdie insetsel op OFM.co.za.